At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
You should get ready for some very chilly air that's going to be coming in on Sunday and lasting into early next week. Prior to that, we will have showers to worry about on Saturday and then wind and chilly weather Sunday and Monday, 40s on Sunday, 30s on Monday. Okay, this topic, can actually go on forever. What do you call the topping for your pasta? Is it sauce or gravy? Now, I know gravy is made from meat, so most people would call it sauce. I grew up knowing it was gravy. After all, Mom did fry garlic sausage, then put in the tomatoes, and then it would cook for several hours, and then she would add the fried meatballs. Technically, it was made from meat dripping, so it's gravy. But from all the people that I surveyed, they say that the current thinking is sauce. But generations ago, it was or could have been gravy. I have never seen the word gravy used on menus with pasta at any Italian restaurant, so I really guess gravy is the oddball out. In honor of Mama Pagano, I will continue to call it gravy, even though I may sound very dated. Your comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. Remember, folks, you still have to stick to the rules so the virus doesn't stick to you.